greet you this morning in Jesus' name. Glad to be with you again this morning. Blessing. Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we just want to thank you again for your goodness and your mercy to us. Lord, we just want to thank you for what you've done for us. Lord, we ask that you'd fill us with your Spirit, Lord, and that you'd give wisdom to us, Lord, as we open our mouth, Father, to speak your words. Again, we just want to praise you. Lord, help us. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning I want to open our Bibles to Mark chapter 16. Verse 14 through 16. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. He upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, shall have everlasting life. If we believe Christ is who he said he was, it will change our life. He that believeth not shall be damned. You know, we can know a lot of things. We all know that we're going to die. We all know that. There's hardly anyone in the world that would ever dispute that. We know that we're going to die. But how many people really believe it? How many people really, really believe that they're going to die? You sure couldn't tell by the way they live that they believe that they're going to die. If you really believe you're going to die, and you're going to leave everything in this world behind, you're not going to be too attached to anything in this world. Many people believe that there's a God. Many people know. I believe everyone at some point in their life knows that there's a God. But I don't believe there's very few people really believe it. Because if they really believed it, they'd be acting a whole bunch different. I believe people know that there's going to be a judgment day. But I just don't know how many people really believe it by the way they live. People know that there's a hell. God has planted these thoughts in men's hearts, and they can argue with it all day long. And until they believe it, it won't affect their life at all. One of the men that we're working with has written a paper about divorce and remarriage. Put a deal on the internet about divorce and remarriage. And believes or understands it properly. But he still don't know what to do with the woman that he's living with that's another man's wife. You know what the problem is? He understands it. But he don't believe it. When you believe something, if he believed that he was living in adultery, and if he believed that this was another man's wife, and if he believed the scriptures that he was living in adultery, he had put her away. He doesn't believe it. He knows it. He understands the theology. He understands what Jesus was teaching. But he simply don't believe it. And it's just that simple. And I think that's the root of every problem in your life. You may understand a lot of things. You may even half-heartedly be trying to put in practice a lot of things. But you still struggle with a lot of things. Whenever you believe it, 95% of your struggles will go right out the window. And it'll change your life. Man said something a long time ago. He told his son that was struggling with sin. And he said, when you believe that sin will drag your soul to hell, you'll quit it. When you believe that what you're doing will drag your soul to hell, you'll quit it. But if you want to play around and you want to mess around and you want to maybe just think, well, it's a bad thing, but God will forgive it, or whatever form of unbelief you choose to take, when you believe that it'll drag your soul to hell, you'll quit it. When you believe God, it'll change your life. When you believe that Jesus is who He said He was, and you believe what He taught, you won't be the same anymore. Because you'll start living your life like a believer instead of like the rest of the world. When you believe sin will take you to hell, you'll quit it. You may know it. You may quote the Bible. You may try to live right. You may fight against it. But when you believe it is dangerous, you'll quit it. Romans chapter 10. Verse 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart the man believeth unto righteousness. What's the key there? What's the factor? When you believe it, it'll change your life. You won't be an unrighteous person whenever you believe the gospel. You believe it, and it'll turn to righteousness because you'll put it into practice in your life. It's not some secret magic word or secret formula that you just say that you believe, and then God will just start working miraculously in your life. Why make it that complicated? When you believe it, it'll happen. If you believe, you're going to burn your finger. If you stick it in a fire, you'll quit sticking your finger in a fire. Does that take a miracle? No, it don't. You believe it. So you don't do that anymore, do we? When you believe that this world is God's enemy, you're going to start treating this world like it's God's enemy and shun it and avoid it. If you don't believe it, you may pretend like you don't like the world. You may act like you don't like the world. But when you believe that this world is going to be judged by God, and it's going to be found his enemy and cast into the lake of fire, you'll shun this world. And you'll turn yourself from it when you believe it. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And when you believe it, it'll happen. As long as you're torn between two sides, you're going to be between hot and cold, which is lukewarm. And you're going to bounce back and forth trying to make the world happy and trying to please God at the same time. And you're going to be all messed up all the time. You can't see clearly. You can't see straight. Your clouded vision keeps you from seeing the glories of God. Because you don't believe Him. God has given His Word. And we either believe it or we don't. And it's just that simple. If we don't believe His Word, we make Him a liar. And His Word is not in us. Whenever we have conflict continually where you're at, it's because you may understand a lot of right things, but when you believe it, you'll quit it. I remember whenever I was growing up, I wanted to serve God from the time I was little. I wanted to do what was right. But boy, there was a part of me that wanted to love this world too. That wanted just to love this life. And I'm not talking about the sinful things of life. The things that would destroy the self-destructive type of sin that we see so rampant today. But it was still sin. And I wrestled with things. And I'd have victory for a little while. And then fall right back into it. I was like a tree. And I just kept growing all of this fruit. And I would see some bad form of fruit growing in my life. And I'd just shake my limbs and try to shake it off. And sometimes some of it would fall off. And whenever I was concerned about doing something wrong over here, something else was growing over here. And I'd start shaking at it. Some covetousness or some lust or some swearing or something. And I'd try to quit it. And then something over here would pop up. But whenever I believed the axe was laid at the root of the tree, and I grabbed hold of that axe and cut the root out, that tree fell over. And those things just quit growing. It wasn't me just, whenever I decided that it was wrong and that my whole life was wrong, then God could do something in my life. And the things that I was bound to and hooked to, whenever I got sick enough of those things, and I turned from unbelief to belief, and I started to realize that those things were going to send my soul to hell, I had a decision to make, whether I was going to really believe it or whether I wasn't. When I believed it, it began to change my life. I began to live differently. I began to want things differently than I did before. Because I began believing it. And I realized then that I had a choice to believe it or not. When I believed it, where I used to fail all the time, I began to have victory. Whatever it was, however it happened, whenever I gave my life to the Lord, it opened the door that He could set me free from things that I didn't even know were bothering me at the time. Because I began to believe it. When you believe something, it will affect your life. When you find an excuse for something, you're going to stay in bondage. Last night we were talking with some people, and a woman came up and said, "I've got a serious question." And I answered her question. And she said, "What about this?" or "What about that?" She kept asking questions. Then all of a sudden she said, "Oh, there's my loophole," and turned around and walked away. She didn't want to believe. She wanted to find a way out of believing. And that's how we do. Instead of believing what God said like a little child, we start looking for a loophole. And when we start looking for a loophole, that just keeps the door wide open for the devil to have his chains. And he just pulls your little string anytime he wants. When you believe, when you really get serious and believe God, it'll change your life. Because you'll change your life. You'll want to change your life. You'll be done with this world. You'll be done with its sin. You'll be ready to live for Him. Talking with a young man this week. That was a little prone to being an atheist. He's trying to quit smoking. And I told him, you know, I've found that when people don't believe in something higher than themselves, they always become a slave to something lower than themselves. There's only two directions to go. You can shoot for something higher and believe it, or you can be a slave to something lower, and it'll drag you down to being nothing but a bowl of soup's great, 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 great grandson. Going down, 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 down. Man is devolving when they're not reaching for something higher. You can't evolve to something better unless there's something higher above you. Anything below that is going to bring you lower. This Isaac Watts we were talking about in Sunday school. Whenever he was a boy, Isaac Watts, when he was a boy, learned Latin when he was 7. Hebrew by the time he was 12. Then you go out on the streets and you see all these college-educated people or people going to college acting like fourth graders. Thinking they're so brilliant, but acting like little fourth graders. Laughing about things that people used just foolish stuff. And they claim to be getting wiser and wiser all the time. They're too smart to believe in God now. They're too smart to believe the Bible now. They're too wise for that. And they wouldn't hold a candle to a few of these people who had hardly any formal education at all and just taught themselves things because they believed there was something higher than themselves. He that cometh to God must first believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder to those that seek after Him. If you believe that He is, you'll seek after Him. Seeking after Him is seeking to be like Him. John, 1 John. Chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And ye know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. This then, for this is the message that we have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Whenever we believe God, it's going to change our life. When we believe God, we'll quit doing what we know is wrong. When we believe sin is our enemy, we'll avoid it and hate it. When we believe that doing right is our responsibility and our duty to live righteously, to live soberly and godly in this world. When we believe that, we'll live that way. We'll be believers. When you try to separate those two, you have nothing. When you believe it, you'll do it. When you believe people are going to hell, when you believe your family and your friends, when you really believe that they're in danger, you'll live like they're in danger. You'll live to warn them. When you believe, people are going to hell, when you believe that the people are watching you, you'll live different. You believe lust will send you to hell, you'll quit feeding that lust. When you believe covetousness will send you to hell, you'll quit it. You believe intemperance will lead you to hell, you'll moderate your life. When you believe modesty will lead someone else to hell, you'll love your brother. When you believe unforgiveness will lead you to hell, you'll be full of forgiveness. He that is born of God doeth righteousness. Because we believe it. When we believe that he that committeth sin is of the devil, and that sin is going to lead us to hell, we'll quit it. Jesus is going to return at any moment, we'll live like it. When we believe that Jesus is God and that He's worthy to be served, we'll live like it. Lord, add his blessings to his words. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us. Help us be faithful to you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone have anything they'd like to add or share? What was the thought that I was brought up, tried to bring out? Idle words are what I was trying to bring out is we're gonna be judged, and the idle words are what we talk about when we're just in idle, basically. I mean, if what we love and what our idol is what just comes out when our brain's on idle. I mean, out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth will be speaking, because that's what's idly coming out of our heart. It's not because we can have a light moment once in a while. It's just something that's going to be continually idling out of our heart, because that's what's in our heart. And we're going to be judged by what's in our heart. And when the world is all we talk about, or when the whatever we just love is just what we talk about all the time, and those idle things that are controlling our heart and mind, out of our own mouth, God's going to say, what did you love? Look what you loved. Look what you talked about all the time. Look at what you were seeking. Oh, I didn't know. I loved you, God. Okay, well, let's listen to 15 years of you idling. And you don't hear God brought up. Thank you. Well, to describe things, sometimes, I mean, Paul counted all things but dung, and that would be a word that probably wasn't just real accepted by the purified religious ears of the time. And the Bible gives a lot of descriptions whenever it's concerning men and women and it tells it by whatever word best describes it. And a lot of things that are going on probably need some harsher words applied to them, because the others, a lot of them, just lost their value. Just don't. If it was given in a manner that just degrading something, that's one thing, but for someone just to tell things just like they are, that's being sober. It's sober is, I mean, a lot of times the humor, what makes it humor is it kind of helps take a little edge off of it, but it still bears it right home to the heart. The reason things are funny is because there's truth to it. What is it, the wit? What's that saying about wit? The wit of... Yeah, I can't remember. It's... A lot of times, that's why we accept what it sounds like jesting, and we sometimes chuckle at it just a little bit. But what makes it serious is that it helps us realize the truth of what's being said. Brings out a very clear truth. Yes, sir. Sometimes every situation is different. Sometimes it just takes a different kind of sharpness to get the point across. I mean, you just wouldn't go around telling everybody that they're going to hell. And that's truth. But sometimes people need to hear it. But we wouldn't just go around and telling everybody that.
Yeah.